This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. World Radio Day being observed across the globe, including Nepal today. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel says upcoming election will end political instability. Ministry of Health says 8 districts of Nepal have no active cases of coronavirus. And UK officials say levels of COVID are going down in all nations of the UK. Now the news in detail. The World Radio Day is being observed today across the globe amid various programs. Nepal is also observing the day commemorating the history that radio has created in achieving democracy and transforming people's life. The United Nations has declared the theme of this year's World Radio Day, New World, New Radio. The World Radio Day was proclaimed by the member states of UNESCO in 2011 and adopted by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012 as an international day. From then, February 13 is being marked as the World Radio Day. On the occasion of World Radio Day 2021, UNESCO calls on radio stations to celebrate this event's 10th anniversary and the more than 110 years of radio. The UNESCO has stated that radio is a powerful medium for celebrating humanity in all its diversity and constitutes a platform for democratic discourse. At the global level, radio remains the most widely consumed medium. This unique ability to reach out the widest audience means radio can shape a society's experience of diversity, stand as an arena for all voices to speak out, be represented and heard. Radio stations should serve diverse communities, offering a wide variety of programs, viewpoints and content, and reflect the diversity of audiences in their organizations and operations. Radio Nepal was established on 2nd April 1951. Initially, the transmission covered duration of 4 hours and 30 minutes through a 250-watt shortwave transmitter. Over the years, Radio Nepal has strengthened its institutional capacity considerably and diversified itself in terms of program format, technical efficiency and coverage. On the occasion of World Radio Day, Radio Nepal would like to extend warm greetings to all our listeners and assures that institutional capacity would be further strengthened in coming days. Happy World Radio Day. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has said upcoming election in the country will end political instability. Addressing a program in Okhaltunga yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel said the country is going for election to respect people's mandate. He clarified that election was must to take a country to the new direction with people's mandate. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Baba, हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरु बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री रहेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the rest of the updates. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Parvat Gurung has said radio broadcasting have crucial roles in creating positive social environment. Addressing a program organized on the eve of the World Radio Day in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Gurung lauded the roles of radio broadcasting in social transformation. Other dignitaries speaking on the occasion also highlighted the roles of radios in making people aware. Meanwhile, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Parbat Gurung has said that he is in the campaign to make Nepal a digital Nepal. In a discussion program with journalists from Dolakha district in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Gurung said that arrangements would be made to mobilize schools, health posts, agricultural farms and other areas through internet and to make it possible for them to use internet facilities all over Nepal. At the same time, Minister Gurung informed about the preparation for new social media policy. He said the new policy would be formulated in consultation with the concerned stakeholders. Ministry of Health and Population has said 8 districts of Nepal have no active cases of coronavirus infection. Unveiling the corona-related data yesterday, the ministry said Nepal's coronavirus recovery rate now stands at 98.62%. As per the ministry, out of more than 272,500 infected people, more than 268,700 have recovered from the infection. The ministry also informed that Nepal's corona-related death toll now stands at 2,054 with the confirmation of 2 additional deaths. U.S. Ambassador to Nepal, Randy Berry, has said facilities such as psychosocial counseling should reach the underprivileged and undeserved people of the rural areas of the country. Giving the introductory remarks to a virtual conference titled Mental Health Activism in Nepal yesterday, Ambassador Berry stressed on the need of expanding mental health services and facilities to rural areas and urged the health professionals, volunteers and influencers to reach to such people, saying that mental health issues were often neglected and ignored in various communities. Ambassador Berry called on everyone to fight against the stigmatization of different mental illness such as depression, anxiety. U.S. Ambassador Berry also informed that the American aid agency USAID has been providing mental health services in 5 districts of the country, including Kathmandu, Kailali, Lalitpur, Makwanpur and Morang. Minister for Home Affairs Ram Bahadur Thapa has assured that the government would yet again provide public holidays on those festivals that were cut down by the government. The government had reduced the number of public holidays by 22 days in 2018, cutting down from 104. Many of the public holidays that were cut down were on the festivities of specific ethnic communities as well as on commemoration of important historical days and achievements, among others. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has held a cordial meeting with Thai Ambassador to Nepal Bhosip Vorasov at Balwatar. Various aspects of Nepal-Thailand bilateral relations and possible exchange of assistance were discussed in the meeting. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli expressed his best wishes to Thai Ambassador Vorasov for his successful term and expressed the hope of enriching the amiable relations between the two countries. Prime Minister Oli also stressed on expanding religious tourism in both countries as Nepal and Thailand have people-to-people relations tied to Buddhism and connected cultural practices. Remembering the 62 years of diplomatic relations and aged-long cultural relations, the Prime Minister stressed on the need of exploring new possibilities to enrich the relations. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Levels of COVID are going down in all nations of the United Kingdom, figures from the Office for National Statistics show. The data is more evidence lockdown is controlling the virus even with the more infectious variants circulating, although the health secretary said there is still a long way to go. The latest R number estimated to be between 0.7 and 0.9 also suggests infection numbers are shrinking. This is the first time since July that R has been this low. It means on average every 10 people infected pass it onto between 7 and 9 other people. Experts warn that infection levels remain higher, however. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock said the ONS figures were clearly good news, but pointed out there were still more than 24,000 people in hospital with COVID-19. Mario Draghi has formally accepted the role of Italy's next Prime Minister and will be sworn in on today. Draghi, the ex-head of the European Central Bank, has named his cabinet after meeting the Italian president. He has secured the support of almost all the main political parties following the collapse of the previous administration last month. It was thrown into chaos amid a row over how to spend EU coronavirus recovery funds. Italy is still grappling with the pandemic and is also facing its worst economic crisis in decades. The country has recorded more than 93,000 deaths, the sixth highest death toll in the world. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is possible at one or two places of hilly region of province 1. Chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report, maximum temperature of 21.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 7.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. World Radio Day being observed across the globe, including Nepal today. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel says upcoming election will end political instability. Ministry of Health says 8 districts of Nepal have no active cases of coronavirus and levels of COVID are going down in all nations of the UK. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.